Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. The Trents didn't come to Elmwood to visit the Youngs after all. Instead, they sent their lawyer, Bruce Taylor, who lost no time in explaining the purpose of his call.
You must realize that Mr. and Mrs. Trent have definite plans for their son.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. Carter told me his father wants him to carry on the business, but I don't think Carter wants to.
It isn't so much what he wants to do as what he has to do. As you may surmise, Miss Young, a name and a fortune like the Trents entail grave responsibilities.
Yes, that's what worried me so much about falling in love with Carter. I wasn't sure I was the right person for him.
Then you must certainly realize how unwise it was for you to let your engagement be announced.
Oh, Peggy couldn't help that, Mr. Taylor. We did everything we could to stop it when we found out how opposed Mr. Trent was to publicity.
But you didn't stop it. The Chicago papers carried a full spread.
Yes, I know it. It was dreadful.
The fact remains that the announcement has been made, and Carter confirmed the engagement to his father by phone. In other words, Miss Young, you've managed very cleverly.
Cleverly?
So cleverly that nothing remains to be done but to come right out and ask what it's worth to you.
Worth to me? To be engaged to Carter? Why, Mr. Taylor, it's worth everything in the world to me. I love him. I don't suppose I could ever explain how much I love him. It's something you just can't put into words. Something you have to feel down inside of you.
I mean, what is it worth to you in dollars and cents?
Mr. Taylor, you don't mean that you've come here, that they have dared to send you here to offer to what, Mama? To buy Peggy off?
Mr. Trent is convinced that everyone has a price. He merely wants to know what Miss Young's price is.
Mr. Taylor, surely you aren't serious.
Serious, Mrs. Young? I assure you, I have never been more serious in my life.
Mama, what's he talking about?
Come, come, Miss Young. Surely you aren't going to pretend that you don't understand me. You haven't become engaged to Carter Trent without being fully aware that he's one of the richest young men in America.
Oh, but Mr. Taylor, I didn't have anything to...
Never mind, Peggy. I'll do the talking. I think you'd better go, Mr. Taylor.
I would prefer to remain, Mrs. Young, till this matter is settled. I am sure we can come to an understanding.
Mr. Taylor, there is no understanding to which we could possibly come, now or at any other time. The thought that Peggy became engaged to Carter simply because he had a fortune, or because he came from a first family, or for any other reason except that she happened to be in love with him, is not only preposterous, Mr. Taylor, it's highly insulting. I'll have to ask you to leave.
You're playing your cards well, Mrs. Young.
Please go, Mr. Taylor.
Hi, Mom. Say, you know what I just...
Oh, I beg your pardon. Mr. Trent?
No, Pepper, this is not Mr. Trent. This is Mr. Trent's lawyer, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Taylor?
This is my son, Pepper.
Pepper, the Trents didn't come. They sent Mr. Taylor instead to make me an offer to give Carter up.
An offer? What kind of an offer?
Mr. Taylor says that Mr. Trent believes everyone has a price. He wants to know what Peggy's price is.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. For a moment, after hearing that the Trents want to buy Peggy out of her engagement, Pepper stands frozen. Then...
You mean you had the crust to come here, Mr. Taylor, and suggest to my sister that she take money to give up Carter?
It's been done, Mr. Young.
What sort of folks do you take us for?
Mr. Young, be reasonable. Your sister can acquire a tidy fortune for herself, provided she drops this whole thing.
You mean drop Carter?
Yes.
Mom, what do you want me to do to this guy?
Nothing, Pepper. I've just asked him to leave.
You bet he'll leave, and quick. Wait till Carter hears about this. Whose idea was it to try to buy my sister off? Yours, Mr. Taylor? Because she doesn't buy off. She's in love with Carter, and she's going to marry him. And nothing you or the Trents can do is going to stop her.
You mean you think it's better policy to have your sister go through with the marriage?
I'm beginning to get sore, Mr. Taylor. I'll throw you out on your ear in a minute.
No, Pepper, I prefer that Mr. Taylor leave under his own power. But, Mr. Taylor, you'd better go soon. Pepper sometimes loses his temper. He doesn't have red hair for nothing.
Look here, why can't we talk about this thing sensibly?
Mr. Taylor, we've got nothing to discuss with you, and you've got nothing to discuss with us, so beat it.
But surely, Miss Young, you can see for yourself that a marriage with Carter Trent would be absurd.
You mean Carter isn't good enough to marry my sister? Well, there I agree with you.
You needn't worry about my marrying Carter, Mr. Taylor. And Mr. Trent needn't worry either, because I wouldn't marry him now for all the money in the world.
What did you say?
You've made the whole thing so horrible, so cheap. I didn't know people could feel the way that Trent must feel about me. I think you're right. I wouldn't belong in that family. And so I released Carter Trent, Mr. Taylor. I release him forever. I wouldn't marry a Trent if he were the last man on earth.
And now, Mr. Taylor, are you going to get out, or do I have to throw you out? It would be a pleasure.
No, Pepper, I'm sure Mr. Taylor will go now. There's nothing further to discuss.
But, Mrs. Young, you don't understand. The Trents have no feeling of animosity toward you or toward your daughter.
I'd rather not hear any more.
But why do you take this attitude? The Trents are ready and willing to pay a fair price. I might even say a handsome price for this thing to be called off.
Get out. And don't use that word again, price. Let the Trents get this through their heads. There are people in this world who aren't interested in their money, and we're those people. We don't want their money for calling off my sister's engagement to their son. In fact, we ought to pay you, Mr. Taylor, for opening our eyes to what Peggy was getting into.
Frankly, your attitude comes as a great surprise to me.
Well, you can go back and tell Mr. Trent that we're a surprising family. And tell him he's managed to call off my sister's marriage to Carter Trent without spending a cent. Because she doesn't want to belong to a family that would stoop so low as to pull a thing like this. You tell him there isn't enough money in the world to make up for what he's done today. And tell him you did one swell job as his attorney, and I hope you charge him a big fat fee. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Young.
Oh, there's nothing to be sorry about. We've had a big break having you come here and show us how the Trents operate. My father's out of town, but he'd have told you just what I'm telling you, Mr. Taylor. That we're indebted to you and to Mr. Trent for saving Peggy from marrying into the Trent family. Goodbye, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, Pepper.
I meant all that. Mommy, it's a break, I tell you. Suppose the kid had gone to Chicago and had to take that on the chin alone. Suppose they told her after she got there, taking her aside and offering her dough for turning Carter down. No, please, Mom. You haven't got anything to cry about.
Pepper, you were just wonderful.
Me? Oh, I only said what I thought Dad would have said if he'd been here.
Yes, Pepper, I think he would have said just that. But poor Peggy. I feel so terribly for her.
Yeah. I know this is going to be tough on her, all right. I suppose Carter doesn't know anything about it?
Not a word. Peggy promised not to mention the visit to him, thinking that Mr. Trent wanted to meet her first. But before Carter knew about his coming on. Oh, Pepper, it's so horrible for her.
I don't see what else she can do but bust her engagement now, do you?
No, I suppose not. But she loves that boy, Pepper. She really loves him with all her heart. Poor little soul. You know, she came downstairs all dressed up with earrings and a sophisticated hairdo. And, oh, Pepper, she did look awful.
Even so, that fathead of a lawyer could have taken one look at you, Mom, and seen what sort of a family we are.
Oh, thank you, darling, but I think he had it all figured out ahead of time, that he would offer us so much and that we'd take it. Oh, Pepper, I don't know what to do. Peggy's got to see Carter. She's got to tell him.
I bet she's so upset she won't talk to him, and I don't blame her.
She's so young, and this is such a bitter thing. It can do so much harm.
Mom, she can take it. I could tell by the way she told Mr. Taylor off, saying she wouldn't marry Carter for all the money in the world.
Yes, I know. But I know, too, that underneath all her brave words, her heart was breaking. She's in love with Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the toughest kind of a break.
And Carter, what's he going to do? He loves her just as much as she loves him.
Oh, it doesn't matter what he does. Peggy will stick to her guns. She's through with Carter, and with the Trents, and with the whole shooting match.
Oh, Pepper, a decision like that won't be as easy as you seem to think. I agree that Peggy's only happiness will lie in putting this boy out of her life, but will she be able to do it?
Mother and daughter will have a heart-to-heart talk about the responsibilities of marriage, and Peggy will make a decision tomorrow. And now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.